online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KMFM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1 o'clock. Here's Lucy Hickmott.
The 2018 Winter Olympics have been declared officially open. Athletes from more than 90 countries have taken part in the opening ceremony in Pyeongchang. North and South Korea marched under one banner. International Olympic Committee President Thomas Bach held that as a great example of the unifying power of the Olympics.
The joint march here tonight of the two teams from the National Olympic Committees of the Republic of Korea and the Democratic People's Republic of Korea. We thank you.
The EU's chief Brexit negotiator has warned a transition period immediately after the UK leaves next year is not a given. Michel Barnier's outlined continuing disagreements in the negotiations, including freedom of movement and the Irish border. Two British Islamic State fighters have been questioned after their capture by the US in Syria. They were part of a group of four jihadists known as the Beatles because of their English accents. Their leader, Jihadi John, was killed in a US airstrike in 2015.
KMFM News.
The majority of councillors have voted in support of plans to cut breastfeeding support services for mums in Kent. A meeting's been held in Maidstone after almost 5,000 people signed a petition against the idea to close 13 clinics across the county. The final decision will be made next month. An investigation's underway after a man threatened staff with a knife during a robbery at a Kent pharmacy. He walked into the store on Defiant Close in Hawkinge on Tuesday morning and stole cash. Police want to hear from any witnesses. We've got a description of the suspect at kentonline.co.uk. Scientists in Edinburgh say they've made a significant breakthrough which could improve fertility treatment in future. A human's egg has been grown in the lab for the first time, although experts say more research is needed. Stephanie Trussler was diagnosed with premature ovarian failure at the age of 26. She says the study offers hope to women like her.
It's so vitally important to be able to offer anybody the opportunity to be able to reproduce and have children and have that family life that they've been dreaming of achieving for such a long time.
A teenage drug dealer who concealed almost 100 wraps of heroin and crack cocaine inside his body has been sent to a young offenders institution. The 17-year-old boy was arrested in Maidstone last year after plainclothes officers spotted him acting suspiciously in the town centre. A campaign's underway to tackle loan sharks in Kent who threaten clients and charge high interest rates. The Diocese of Rochester has teamed up with the illegal money lending team who work to prosecute offenders to encourage people to report the criminals. Caroline Clark from the diocese says those lending the cash don't always appear dangerous.
They might be family, friends, somebody that they trust, and they'll continue to be friendly until you can't repay. And they will get that money from you by whatever means it's going to take. And it will start with threats and it will very quickly lead to violence.
Callum Scott's been on Breakfast with Gary and Laura this morning and says he can't wait to get out on tour. The Dancing on My Own singer's been chatting about awkward fan encounters and how he loves going back home for a Sunday roast. He was Simon Cowell's golden buzzer act on Britain's Got Talent in 2015, but is now producing his own material.
You Are the Reason's my first original single, which I'm so excited about to be doing my own. Lyrics I've written myself. About love, basically. It's a bit gushy, but it's a song that the message is love conquers all.
Sport. With dinoplumbingkent.co.uk, your local plumbing and heating experts.
As you've just been hearing, the 2018 Winter Olympics has been officially opened. Molly's got more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime.
Kent's Lizzie Arnold, who's the reigning skeleton champion, carried Great Britain's flag into the stadium before South and North Korea marched together under a unified flag. 102 medals will be fought for over the next fortnight or so. Team GB are aiming to win a minimum of 5 medals, which could be a British record for a Winter Games. Football and Gillingham will be looking to bounce back from a defeat to Wigan Athletic last weekend as they welcome Peterborough United to Priestfield. The Jewels are currently 12th in the League One table, while the visitors are 4 places above them. Defender Bradley Garmston says they want to get back on track straight away.
Whatever happened on the weekend, you know, we put that behind us and we've literally just started again. We've been our normal selves, you know, really energetic, really hardworking and really positive again in training. So that's in the past now, and we're just looking forward.
And if you missed the news this morning, Gillingham's Steve Lovell has been named League One Manager of the Month for January.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.